Seoul Language and Translation. Seoul language is a unique form of communication with the soul world. I explained the essence of developing your soul language. Soul language is literally the language that your soul speaks. It is the language that every soul speaks. Because soul language is an expression of your soul, it can change. Do not be surprised if there is some variation each time you speak your soul language. At the same time, do not be surprised if there are occasions when it remains exactly the same. Your soul language is unique to your soul journey. No two people have exactly the same journey. So no two people will have exactly the same soul language. When you use soul language, you are communicating in an extremely pure way with the soul world. You can express yourself in soul language. You can receive messages in soul language. Soul language is the communication vehicle of the soul world. It is a way the highest saints communicate with each other. It is a way they communicate with us. Using soul language is an extraordinary privilege and blessing. When you use soul language, there is no interference from your logical mind, from your emotions, or from your mindsets, attitudes, and beliefs. Using soul language is an excellent way to avoid getting stuck. It allows you to communicate without concern that your logical thinking is getting involved. I cannot emphasize enough that this is a very pure form of communication. When you use soul language, your soul is expressing its desires, its questions, and its service at that particular moment. In fact, your soul language can express a great deal more. There is literally no limit to the uses of soul language. You may be asking, what is soul language exactly? The language of your soul is very different from the language of your logical thinking. It sounds totally different. For many people, soul language first sounds like babbling. It certainly does not sound like anything familiar. Most people would have a hard time saying it even sounds like a language. Your soul language might be a repetition of the same sound over and over again, especially if you are beginning. Your soul language might have great variation. It might sound like a song that is being expressed in sounds that you do not recognize. Everyone's soul language is unique. To open your soul language, first say hello. Dear soul, mind, and body of my soul language, I love you. You have the power to express yourself. Do a good job. Thank you. Then chant San San Jolio Baya Wu. This is the mantra of soul communication. Specifically, it is the mantra to open your soul language. Repeat this mantra over and over. Say it faster and faster. As you do this, release your desire to pronounce each word clearly. This is the secret. You must be willing to let the sounds slur. Do not continue to focus on the individual words of Sansan Jolyo Bayawu. If you do, then no matter how fast you are saying the words, your focus is on the words. This means your logical thinking is completely involved. If your logical thinking is involved, you will block your soul language. It is very simple. Just say the mantra. Say it faster and faster. Release the proper pronunciation of the words, and you will spontaneously open your soul language. A delightful, strange, unique, and wonderful sound and voice. Chant Sansan Jolyo Bayawu for 3 to 5 minutes. If you do not open your soul language on your first try, repeat these steps until it opens. Also, ask your guides. Ask Sansan Jolyo Bayawu, ask the divine, and ask your own soul to open your soul language. Your soul will be more than happy to assist you. It has been waiting this entire lifetime, and possibly many lifetimes, to express itself. It is willing, happy, and eager to serve you in this way. Just say hello. Ask for its help. You can also refer to my audiobook, Soul Wisdom, for more soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practice to open your soul language. In that audio program, I also offer a divine soul download to open your soul language. Once you have opened your soul language, you can use it in many different ways. You can use soul language to offer service. As you are chanting, you can allow the chant to turn into soul language. It will increase the benefits of the chanting. It will increase the blessings and the light. You may chant soul language for the pure enjoyment of its connection with the soul world. Every time you use soul language, remember to say hello. Remember to ask your soul language to serve others. One of the many blessings and benefits connected with using soul language is an increase in your frequency and vibration. When you use soul language, you are connecting in a very pure way with the divine and the soul world. This pure connection increases your frequency. It accelerates your soul journey. It brings transformation to every aspect of your life. You will experience changes on the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels. You may notice improvements in your health simply because you are changing your frequency by chanting soul language. These are some of the benefits you receive by using soul language. After you have opened and begun to use soul language, it is important for you to learn how to translate it. You are receiving wonderful messages from the divine and from the entire soul world. What a pity if they were to go untranslated. All of those wonderful treasures would be sent, but not received. To translate soul language, say hello. Dear soul, mind, and body of my soul language, I love you. You have the power to give me a clear translation. Send the translation to my message center. Let it go from there to my brain and my mouth. Please give me the translation now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A good method for developing your ability to translate is to record your soul language in short segments of 1 or 2 minutes. Then play the recording. Whatever you receive is a translation of the soul language. You may receive a whole sentence. You may receive one word. You may receive a profound experience, perhaps of peace, love, or forgiveness. You may receive an image. Whatever you receive, treasure it. Say thank you. This is the secret to opening your ability to translate. When you say thank you, you are open to all possibilities. In order to translate, you must be relaxed. Gratitude is the best way to become relaxed. When you are in a condition of gratitude, everything is open. Your focus remains on receiving the gift of translation. The very instant your focus shifts and you get nervous because you think you have not received anything, you are shutting the door to your ability to translate. That is a big mistake. Avoid it in the way I have just told you. It might seem too simple, but the most profound truths are extraordinarily simple. Of course, that does not mean they are easy, but it does mean that you can use the wisdom and that the wisdom is very direct, very clear, and very simple. Repeat this process of recording a brief segment of soul language and playing it back. Listen to it with your heart and soul. Let your mind relax. Listen to your soul language with an attitude of gratitude. If you receive a sentence, that is wonderful. If you receive a word, that is also wonderful. Whatever you receive is wonderful. If the translation comes to you as a profound healing or an image, put that into words and speak the words aloud. There is great wisdom to speaking the words aloud. It will accelerate the process of opening your ability to translate. If you are sitting there and thinking, "I am not receiving anything, I am completely blank," and you release that thought and remain completely blank, that is emptiness. So your soul language has expressed an experience of emptiness. You have received a message of emptiness. What a wonderful treasure! Put that into words. The message of my soul language is emptiness. This is a special treasure. I am very grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now you are ready to record another segment of soul language and repeat all of these steps. If you continue to receive a message of emptiness, ask what the associated teaching is. Ask what you are meant to learn. If you receive an experience of profound peace, do the same thing. Ask what it means. Ask what the teaching is. How it is part of your soul journey. What are you meant to learn? Or what needs to be healed so that you can live in peace all the time? These are the kinds of questions that you can ask when you are receiving very brief translations. These questions will help you expand the translations that you receive. In general, it can help your translation if your soul language is a response to a question. You may ask the divine, one of your guides, or a high saint a general question such as, "What is your guidance for me today?" You may ask a specific question. Then speak your soul language. When you ask your question, be sure you are addressing it to a specific being. Dear God, dear universe, dear Linghui Shenshi, dear Jesus, dear my healing angels. Then ask your question. Additional examples of general questions are, what wisdom do you want to teach me? And how can I develop my healing ability? These are just samples. There are no limits. After asking your question, speak soul language in response. Record it and then practice translating. You will be amazed by what you receive. As I have been offering the teachings in this section, I have also been giving blessings to assist you in opening your soul language and your ability to translate it. If you still need to open your soul language, simply listen to this section again and again and receive the blessings. These blessings will assist you more than you can imagine. There are also several very simple practices you can use to further open your spiritual channels. These practices are for the message center. This is the energy center that receives messages from the soul world and that communicates with the soul world. The more highly developed this energy center is, the easier it will be for you to do soul language and translation. Of course, it is not enough to have a highly developed message center. You also need to have a high level of frequency for your soul journey. The higher your soul standing, the easier it will be to do soul language and translation. All of these work together. The practices that I will teach you will help you. Suggestions I made earlier give you an idea about the importance of service. Using those teachings will bring your soul standing to a higher level. You will receive great virtue when you offer service. However, you must remember that your service needs to be unconditional. Offering service just to gain virtue will not work. This kind of service is very conditional. It is very small. When you offer small service, you get small virtue in return. Your service needs to be unconditional, offered willingly and without limits. When you do this, the virtue you receive is great. You may ask, is it actually possible to offer service unconditionally? It is. As a matter of fact, it is easier to offer service unconditionally than otherwise. If you are always calculating the benefits of your service, This becomes a burden that weighs down on you quite heavily. You are unable to experience the joy and the light of giving service freely. When you are unconditional in your approach to giving service, there will be a lightness in your mindsets, attitudes, and beliefs. There will be a delight in doing your service. When you chant, there will be a heightened sense of gratitude and respect to the soul world. All this becomes part of your service when you are unconditional. The more unconditional service you offer, the more you grow. You get a huge return for a very small investment. You will be quite aware of the return. There will be changes in your behavior, attitudes, and beliefs. There will be changes in your ego. You will be better able to release attachments. When you notice these things are becoming part of your life on a more regular basis, be very grateful. All of these changes show that your service has been unconditional. They are the benefits of transformation that come from being unconditional. There are many more benefits, but these are some of the most commonly experienced. Offering unconditional service also has benefits that are directly connected with your soul communication channels. One of those benefits is the ability to connect on a higher level with the divine and the highest saints. Many people have desired for their entire life to have a conversation with God or one of the highest saints. This desire can be fulfilled at this time. One way of doing that is through soul language and translation. The soul world wants to converse with us also. The highest saints and the divine want to communicate with us. This might be surprising to you, but it is true. They are ready to offer incredible wisdom, knowledge, teaching, practices, healing, and more to humanity and all souls. Soul communication is a vehicle for the delivery of these gifts from the divine. When you do soul communication and translation, and you receive a bit of knowledge or wisdom, you are receiving a gift that the divine and the highest saints want humanity to have at this time. This is an extraordinary realization. It is a profound privilege to be the ones to receive these teachings, wisdom, healing methods, and more. There is no limit to what can be received. The divine and the highest saints have many things to share with us. We will never know everything there is to know. That is not possible because the universe is infinite. The divine is infinite. But we can connect with much more than has been present so far. A wonderful way to connect is through soul language and translation. It is a particularly excellent tool because it is so pure. The possibility of distorting the message is limited. What you receive is a treasure. It is for you, but it is also for Mother Earth, all humanity, and beyond. When you first begin translating soul language, you might think, I am not getting anything new. This is the same information I have known for many years. This is information that has been taught and understood by others. That may be true. Many of your communications could be in those categories. That is quite all right. The information is still new. I say this because there are teachings, wisdom, and healings that the divine wants very much for humanity to live. These messages are given over and over and over again. They may be the same word. They may carry the same concept of unconditional love or unconditional forgiveness, but they do have a newness. The intensity of the message is new. The number of times the message is given is new. The importance and necessity of living these messages is new. You must understand this newness in whatever message you receive. You are a bringer of this message to humanity, Mother Earth, and beyond. Never say, "This is the same teaching as before. This is the same that Susan got. This is the same teaching I've read in books many times before." Instead, say, "This is so important to the soul world. There is an urgency about this message. I must do everything I can to live this message and to teach this message. I am honored to be one of the ones the divine, the soul world, and the universes have chosen to deliver this message to humanity, Mother Earth, and beyond. It is an honor and a privilege to receive these messages. There is an urgency to pass the messages along." For most of you, the most effective way to pass the teachings you receive to others is through your daily lives. Your actions become the teachers. Your attitudes, mindsets, and beliefs become the teachers. When you shift all of your being to unconditional love, forgiveness, peace, healing, blessing, harmony, and enlightenment, you become an extraordinarily powerful teacher. You become a special presence on Mother Earth for humanity and all souls. It is an extraordinary gift that all of this can come from soul language and its translation. All of this is actually living the message of your soul language and translation. It does not do much good to receive a wonderful message and then ignore it. How many of you would ignore a message telling you that your bank account just had $50,000 deposited into it? Even if you did not believe the message, you would look into it. You would not ignore it. If the message were true, you would use it in your life. This is not a perfect comparison, but it helps you appreciate the importance of paying attention to the messages you receive through soul language. Not only is it important to pay attention, you also need to demonstrate the message in your life. This can be done in many ways. A simple and effective way is to make the small changes in daily life that become obvious to you When you have made enough small changes, those who know you will become aware of the difference. Our interactions with people who know us give us a wonderful way to understand the changes that take place in the soul journey. It is a wonderful way to begin to appreciate on an entirely different level the importance and significance of soul language and translation, as well as every other form of soul communication. How? Thank you, thank you, thank you.